tonight, Mikey.
Yeah. We'll get into the song in just a bit. It is, whoa, look at that, 7:36. Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana on 720 WGN. We've got a special guest, a couple of special guests with us. Hollywood is coming to the Lakeside Arts Park to give kids a chance in the world. Steve Pemberton is headlining a charity event benefiting foster children in McHenry County, bringing along with them some pretty big Hollywood names, Eric Roberts and his wife, actress Eliza Roberts, and their son, Keaton Simmons. Is it Simmons or Simons?
Simmons, I think.
Steve?
Steve, how are you?
Simon, Simmons.
Good, how are you?
Hi, Steve,
it's
how
been
are
30
you?
Seconds and we already screwed up.
I know.
That's awesome.
We're going to be talking to Keaton in a second, but first, we did have the opportunity to talk with you a while ago when we were doing our Sunday show, and it's such a compelling story, and back then I explained how your story is just so touching that it's really hard to give the emotion involved in the story in just a very quick interview. But this is just something, you know, maybe because I have an adopted son that just really, really, I think anyone that has a beating heart would hear your story and just be amazed at what you had overcome. So tell us a little bit about your story.
The title says it all, Chance in the World. That was the diary entry of a babysitter who was tossed with bringing me to a place where my mother had often made an arrangement to take care of me. And my mother was in the middle of a losing battle with alcoholism, and the babysitter writes in his diary that this little boy doesn't have a chance in the world. I was taken from my mother about a year after that, and I never saw her again. My father, nowhere present in my life, and then I went off into the foster care system. And we should say at the outset, there are so many kind, caring, wonderful foster families. They open their homes, they open their hearts to children who, through no fault of their own, find themselves in the land of the unchosen. That's where I was. I had not been chosen. But unfortunately, I didn't wind up in one of those homes. I wound up in a different one, much more difficult. But I love to read. I love to learn. That made me a very good student, led to graduating from Boston College. And the day I graduated, because I was graduating by myself, I went looking for my biological family, and I found them.
Wow.
It took a while, but I was able to find them, my siblings. And today, married for over 21 years to my wife, Tanya. We're the proud parents of three teenagers, built a life both in the public sector and private sector. In other words, I found my chance after all. So part of writing the book and then adapting it in the film and working with Eric and Eliza and Keaton stopped being about me a long time ago, much more about trying to help others get their chance in the world, and specifically those in McHenry County.
And Steve, would you say that almost that books kind of saved your life? Because it was the woman, I love this story, the woman that brought you the books.
Yes. So I love to read, but in this particular foster home, they tried to restrict my access because they knew that books were my pathway to freedom, and that it emboldened me. So they tried to keep it away from me as much as possible. And this neighbor, seeing me read the same book over and over again, began bringing me books throughout the 11 years that I was in that home. And so I literally, with her gift, I literally read my way to a better life, only because I was trying to emulate the life that I read about in the books and in fairy tales with happy endings. In other words, I wanted my own happy ending.
Hey, Steve, one thing. Quick question here. You know, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, over 687,000 children spent time in U.S. foster care in 2016. And that number is astronomical, and I'm sure it's higher today. The chances of what happened to you and what created and the universe brought to you out of those 606, how many times do you hear that story? You know, out of all of the adopted children out there to get blessed to have the life you have today, do you keep tabs on that? And, it's got to be of interest to you.
No, it absolutely is. And in fact, because it motivates so much of what I do, from writing the book to creating our own foundation to working with a number of nonprofits all across the country who are dedicated to addressing what is can only be classified as a humanitarian crisis. We're seeing more children enter the foster care system than we have since the end of the Civil War.
Oh,
I mean, that's and there's subsets of these numbers. So 25 to 30,000 will age out of the foster care system. And what that is like is that on Tuesday, you're in a home and you have a place to live in, and you're, for the most part, well taken care of. But then the next day you turn 18 and you've got no place to go. Oftentimes your skill set's limited because you've been through multiple placements. Getting to college is virtually impossible because you don't know how to afford it. You don't know how to apply. And so this combination of factors makes it as close to a humanitarian crisis as you can imagine in America today, one we're not talking about.
Well, I love that we've got Keaton on the line as well, because Keaton wrote just a beautiful song. And Keaton, do we have you?
He did.
Hi.
Yes, I'm right here. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Keaton?
Tell us about...
Hey, what's up, you guys? First of all, it is Simons, just to play at the game.
Was that right? Yeah.
I wanted to make sure.
But I could have sat and listened to that all day. I was like, I'm listening to the best interview ever right now.
That's great. It really is.
Oh, my God. We're a little crazy with the cold, so pardon our brains.
Oh, I was going to say, I understand it's a little bit cold out there. I was actually just on the road. You know, I recently started playing lead guitar with an amazing artist named Brett Young, who's blowing up in country music right now.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
We were just in Wisconsin in Milwaukee on the coldest day of the year.
Dude.
I've had a little bit of cold lately.
Wow. Welcome to the Midwest. Okay, so we only have a couple of minutes. Tell us about your song and how you're involved with Steve.
Well, I'm just such an advocate for people and for love and for care and respect of people, especially children. And this is such an epidemic problem. And Steve is an incredible example of the will to overcome and the ability to overcome and the inspiration that's necessary to get people where they need to be so that they can really thrive and succeed and educate people so that they can take proper care of our young people in the world.
Well, Keaton, we're really excited to see you at the upcoming event that people could still they can still get tickets for, correct?
Yes, until
absolutely
February 8th. Is that correct, you guys? I think you can get tickets.
I'm not sure exactly when the cutoff is for tickets, but I know the event is February 23rd.
Yes, so you can join us. And your parents are going to be there. Eric Roberts, we all know, is the actor, and your mom, just a beautiful, both of them are just beautiful spirits. Like, I can even sense it through the phone when we talked to them before. Just incredible people.
Steve will be there. Kathy and I will be there. It's going to be a tremendous event. Unfortunately, guys, because of the weather here, we have some breaking stuff we have to get to. We really appreciate it and fully are looking forward to being out there with you guys. It's going to be fun.
We can't wait. February 23rd. Is there a website that people can go to get the tickets?
Sorry, I think we're all the way to
We have it.
Other
we have it. I think
okay.
LakesideArtsPark.org. LakesideArtsPark.org. We've got two pair of VIP tickets we're going to give away right now to callers 10 and 11.
Thanks, guys.
312-981-7200. Again, Steve Pemberton, thank you so much. A Chance in the World, an incredible story. And Keaton, we appreciate you joining us as well. And we're going to be skilling with Tom Skilling.
Right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, look at that.
I think we got Skilling hanging on the line with us. Hey, Tom, you there?
Do we have Tom? Oh, no, I don't see any.
I don't see
Tom. Oh, wait, he's not on the phone. He's on a special thing.
Hello, hello.
On the board.
Right? I think he's there.
Is he?
I'm hitting the right button, I believe. Let's see. Yeah.
Tom, are you there? No, we would...
I'm hitting the weather button. I know Tom is a weather guy. You hear something kind of kicking back, don't you? Hey, Mike, why don't you jump in here, grab engineering, and in the meantime, we're losing precious moments.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a quick
break. We'll take a break.
We'll get Tom worked out. We'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.